It's planet Earth time now. And despite the ban on the international trade of its shell, numbers of the critically endangered hawksbill turtle are continuing to decline. Because these turtles spend most of their lives at sea, exact numbers aren't known. But females come to lay their eggs in the Seychelles on the island of Cousine. And by studying the genetic material of these turtles and their hatchlings, recently published research is helping conservationists to plan for the future. And Planet Earth podcast presenter Sue Nelson went to meet Carl Phillips from the University of East Anglia to find out more about the research.
Welcome to the lab. This is the business end of it, as it were.
Oh, and you've got a large refrigerator here.
Yep.
Opened it up. And lots of colourful plastic boxes. There's a blue one.
So inside each of these plastic boxes is 100 tubes of ethanol, each tube containing a very small piece of turtle tissue. If I can find the one on the box I'm looking for, I can show you the kind of samples that we're collecting from these animals in the field.
Which part of the turtle is the sample actually from?
So from the adult females, we collect the sample from the trailing edge of the front flippers. And we try to do that when the adult is laying its nest. When an adult female turtle is laying her nest, she goes into a kind of trance and she really becomes completely oblivious to her. So the procedure of collecting a tissue sample, it's going to be a bit uncomfortable for the animal, but if it's done at a time when she's in that kind of trance, it's almost like she's under an anaesthetic. She really doesn't
react too busy focusing on what she's actually doing.
Her eggs and her nest.
So the sample itself is incredibly small, isn't it?
So here's a sample from an adult female.
That is just a couple of millimetres square, effectively, isn't it?
And from that, I'll then take a razor blade and take a very small sliver of that, and that'll yield enough DNA to do a DNA profile of that female. The hatching ones are even smaller, and these are taken...
And go the tweezers again. Oh, yes, that is almost like a 1 millimetre square, effectively.
That's taken from above the right back leg of the hatchling when it's on its way to the sea. So the flesh of the shell is still soft at this time, and there's good published evidence that this kind of sampling doesn't cause any long-term harm. So a female turtle has laid a nest. We pick 20 hatchlings at random, take a small flesh sample from each of them, and then the hatchlings are released to the sea. They're allowed to finish their scampering down the beach.
And what have you found then from examining the DNA from these samples?
What we've found is that the typical female hawksbill in our population tends to mate with just a single male. Now, within a nesting season, a female hawksbill will lay 4 to 5 clutches of about 160 or so eggs. It's about 2 weeks apart. Now, if we look at the sequential clutches of a particular female, we find that it's the same male for each female who has fathered all of her offspring. She is mating once at the beginning of the season, storing the sperm from that single mating, and then using it to fertilise all of the sequential eggs. And when you think about that, that's quite an impressive feat. She's laying 5 clutches of 160 eggs, so 800 eggs, all fertilised by a single mating. That's pretty special.
Gosh, so with sort of gaps in between there,
yeah.
So storing that sperm,
yeah.
And then however many, is it weeks or months later?
So typically about 2 weeks between clutches. So after 5 clutches, could be 5-6 clutches, talking 75 days, she might have stored that sperm. It's remained viable all that time. One other thing I should point out is that a very small number of our females, about 10%, had mated with a second male. What was particularly striking about this was that just as if a female had been singly mated, and we see the same one father across all 5 of her clutches, if she were mated twice, it would be the same 2 males across all of her clutches. And what's more, those 2 males would have roughly the same proportions of paternity consistently across their nest.
Can this help with the conservation of these endangered turtles?
Yes, it can. Without doing this kind of study, you wouldn't know how many breeding males are contributing to your population. You might see 50 females nesting on your beach, but what if they've all been mated by the same male? We don't see that. In fact, every single female in our sample had been mated with a different individual male. That to us is highly indicative that there's a large number of males out there, and that's very good from a conservation genetics perspective.
So for once, this sounds like quite good news.
Yes.
From a conservation point of view.
It's very good news, and coupled with the fact that on some of these protected islands in the Seychelles, the hawksbill breeding population is now going up, I'd say that as things stand based on this, that the future looks quite promising.
Carl Phillips from the University of East Anglia with good news for the endangered hawksbill sea turtle. And you can find out more information about that report via our website, nakedscientists.com/planet Earth.